Mike Morris is a team salesman at Schuylkill Valley Sports in Easton, Pennsylvania. He estimates 2 to 3 high school football players per team have come in to buy a better and also more expensive helmet.
Well, they're looking to minimize the risk of getting a concussion.
Allison Brooks had a similar experience. She specializes in sports medicine at the University of Wisconsin. Parents and young athletes kept asking her which helmets they should get. So she tracked more than 1,000 high school athletes who wore the 3 most common brands, including some of the newest models. After a year, she parsed out the number of reported concussions based on the brand of the helmet, the model, and age, to see if there was any big variation. There wasn't.
You know, as best we can tell, they all adequately do what they were designed to do, which is prevent skull fracture, prevent intracranial bleeds, prevent, you know, superficial scalp and face injuries, but there's not any evidence that any one of them is particularly going to reduce your concussion risk.
Brooks presented preliminary findings to the American Academy of Pediatrics this week. Rob Rayberg, a concussion specialist in New Jersey, isn't surprised by the findings. He says in general, helmets have improved a lot in the last decade, but none can or should claim to prevent a concussion.
You can buy the best helmet on the market. You could still receive a concussive blow that's going to cause a concussion.
Rayberg says preventing concussions has as much to do with learning proper tackling techniques and knowing how to identify and address symptoms. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.